So Shane Nicholson has a new album out. It's called Living in Colour. One of the songs that I really like, and it's probably got something to do with the fact that we live in the horse capital of Australia, is High Horse. Let's have a listen to it.
By the time I let you down, I've been riding on a high horse, slowly getting just a bit off course.
That's Shane Nicholson and High Horse. The last time we spoke to him, I referred to him as the grandfather of Australian music. I'm not sure how he took that. Shane, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Not so bad. Every time we speak to an Australian artist, they're always talking about the influence you've had on them. It's something that, well, surely you must feel good about that.
I do, yeah. I mean, it's my life. I love doing what I do, and I get to work with a lot of people. And you get to, you know, the great thing about that is that you get to put a lot of music out into the world that you've been a part of. And there's nothing that feels better to a creative person than being able to do that all the time. You know, it feels really good.
Well, some of the new music you've got out in the world is the album Living in Colour. How did it all come about? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I kind of dubbed this the accidental album because I had to make it in downtime. I didn't really have any time to devote to it, so it took me about 18 months to make it. Just in little tiny windows of 1 hour here, 1 hour there. I actually spent most of the time during all of this crazy pandemic stuff working for other people, doing production work. And I've been really lucky. I've had heaps of that. Been busier than ever in my life, which is so ironic considering the music industry is just completely ground to a halt.
Yeah.
But I've been really busy making records because all these songwriters are at home writing songs and then they need to do something with them, so they want to record. And creative people need to be active. They need to be doing stuff, you know. So I've been producing a lot over the last couple of years, and it meant that I couldn't really devote time to my record. Plus, with lockdowns and stuff, we couldn't all get in the same room, the team that I usually have to make a record. So I was just doing this on my own in little bits. And one day I woke up, you know, a year and a half later and listened to it and thought, okay, that actually sounds like a record. I think it's finished. So we thought, well, let's put it out.
Do you actually have a favourite song on the album, or are they like your children? You can't really pick them apart.
Well, it's hard to pick a favourite, yeah, not... Well, I guess, yeah, some people call songs their children. I mean, I think they took longer to make than my children, so I do get really attached to them all. But yeah, I don't think I have favourites. I have ones that I love for different reasons, and I have songs all over my career that I love for different reasons, and I don't think I could pick a favourite. I think my record company wants me to say my new single is my favorite.
Got to keep the company happy.
Yeah.
Shane, are you someone that needs to keep tinkering? Like you've finally finished a song and you think, oh, actually, no, give me a little bit more just to make sure it's absolutely perfect? Or are you happy just to go with what sounds nice in your ears?
I used to be that person for actually the first kind of couple of albums that I made. I was a relentless tinkerer and couldn't stop. And I've learnt over the years the beauty in record making is knowing when to stop, you know, is when to leave it alone, because it's sort of like a glass of cordial. You can keep tinkering with it, you can keep improving it, but essentially all you're doing is adding more water and the flavour just gets diluted. And I've learnt that kind of the hard way. There's some albums I listen back to and I can hear the result of that kind of work ethic. So, yeah, this one could have gone down that road because it was made, you know, in my own studio, in my own time. I could have worked on this for 5 years if I wanted to, you know. But, yeah, the beauty or the experience that you get from making other records is learning when to stop and when to just tell yourself, no, this is great, this is where it should be, and just leave it alone.
Well, we look forward to checking it out. And obviously, the next time everybody's allowed outside and the tours recommence, hopefully you'll get here in the Upper Hunter and we'll be able to see you in person and performing the hits from Living in Colour. Shane Nicholson, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me again. Appreciate it.